Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is tarbiyat for all of us to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day in our lives. We should sit at home in solitude and ponder over the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the supremacy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is all powerful, almighty. Every single thing is in His control. Nothing can take place without His permission. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is alimul ghaybi wa shahada. He has complete knowledge. Allah's knowledge is infinite. Allah has knowledge of the seen and the unseen. Allah's treasures are full. Allah's treasures never become exhausted. Allah says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. O insan, whatever is by you, it will become exhausted, it will get finished. There is a cut-off point. But whatever is by Allah, never comes to an end. It is baqin. It always remains. So when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must ponder over Allah Ta'ala's greatness. We say, La ilaha illallah. There is nafi and ithbat. Nafi means we are negating. There is no ilah. There is no person, no dhat, no being that is worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. We say, La to all the sins that we commit. The pride that we have, the anger, the jealousy, the hatred, the malice, love for dunya, the love for haram woman that we have. All these things causes the black spot to grow larger and larger and larger and larger in our heart. Our hearts become rusted, they become corroded, and they require a polish, they require cleansing. Our hearts require the service. These stubborn stains of gunas and vice and evil that are stuck onto our heart. It has stained our heart. It gets cleansed and purified with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh and elders say, what is dhikr? Dhikr dhakir ko mazkur tak ponchata hai. Person who is dhakir, he's taking the name of Allah, Allah. So dhikr, through dhikr, it is a means, it is a conveyance, it is a way of making the person who is taking the name of Allah, make him reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this bond and connection we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should become stronger and stronger when we make the dhikr of Allah. The one who is dhakir, he is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And opposite to a dhakir is a person who is ghafil, one who is negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The longer we leave these hearts with the stubborn stains of sin and vice and evil, an incorrect yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and qudrat and dhat, then we will find ourselves becoming very easy victims to shaitan and nafs. And when we don't have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will become lazy in our ibadat. We won't enjoy our ibadat. Why? Because our hearts have become void of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah says that our tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah. It should be such great pleasure that we derive in taking the name of Allah. So we should not become heedless and ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Even if our tongues are not occupied in the dhikr of Allah, our heart is still mindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in our business dealings, we don't become ghafil of Allah, that Allah is watching us. When we're in privacy, then we don't forget Allah is watching us. Otherwise, if we become ghafil, then shaitan and nafs will prompt us, entice us to commit haram. And so easily a person will put on the internet and he'll go into all those porn sites and he'll indulge in haram very, very easily. But when a person is idhakir, and when he has the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows Allah is watching him all the time, Wherever he is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching him? So when that consciousness, that maqam, that state of ihsan, which we discussed many times, that as though he's worshipping Allah, as though he is seeing Allah. Or at least he has this consciousness that Allah is watching him. Jo karta hai tu, chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Perhaps you feel that nobody is watching you. Your parents are gone, your wife and children are not around. So now you can indulge in that haram. But don't forget, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Somebody is watching you from above, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah has given us His heart, which is the king in the body. Ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan, this piece of flesh, if this becomes correct and pure, the entire body will become correct. If the heart becomes clean and pure, the eyes won't become napak. The eyes won't cast lustful glances at haram women. The hands won't touch haram. The legs and feet won't go towards haram. The person will protect his chastity. He will protect, he will have haya in him. He will not cheat, he will not deceive. He will not anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will always be in good company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of being His true, becoming His true ushaq and lovers. Two things we have to fill in our heart. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything comes from Allah. Allah is the provider. Allah is the nourisher. Allah is the cherisher. Allah is the protector. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must not become a burden. We're making dhikr. We're in Yasin Sharif, Tilawat, Namaz, Tahajjud, Chash, Ishraq, Roza. It must not be a burden. A true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wait for that opportunity. Just before I came here, one youngster phoned and he said, please make dua. He wants to read his 5 times salat. He tries and then he gets lazy again, especially Fajr salat. So I said, just think and ponder. Allah is calling out to you. Oh my beloved servant, I am waiting for you. Present yourself in the masjid. If any other person in the world who he loves very dearly, that person calls him at any hour of the night or day, the person is ready to be at the service of that person. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, kindness, love, affection, mercy is so much upon us, despite us not even being worthy of being, of receiving those ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and despite us always disobeying Allah Rabbul Izzat, but Allah ta'ala's shafqat, muhabbat, mercy, His forgiveness, He is calling us. Allah wants us to turn to Him. So if you keep on thinking that my Allah is calling me, and begin to enjoy going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will find our namaz will come, get in place, and our other ibadat will also fall in place inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we see Allah, then ponder and just think that everything in the world is saying Allah with us. The sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the skies are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the jinn are saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects and the birds are saying Allah, the rivers and the oceans are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, every single particle is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu, Allah, 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 Allah.
ثنان عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, there's such sweetness in your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the haqiqat and reality of your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai. Ya Allah, hum siyakar hai. Ya Allah, hum haqeer hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum faqeer hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. You are ghani and hamid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have conferred the title of faqeer upon us, my Allah. You have said, ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, you are ghani and hamid. You are independent, my Allah. You don't require any one of us, my Allah. You don't require any of your makhluk, my Allah. You are completely ghani and hamid, my Allah. All praise only belongs to you, my Allah. Allahumma laka alhamd, kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other door to turn to, my Allah. We've got no other Allah to turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. There is no ilah besides you. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are Pak, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings, my Allah. You've got no deficiencies, my Allah. You've got no naqais and uyub, my Allah. You've got no defects, my Allah. You are absolutely pure and perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the moon, the sun, the stars, this dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Everything, ya Allah, belongs only to you, my Allah. It is only in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Bless us with hidayat, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Wazayyinhu fi qulubina. Wakarrih ilayna al-kufra. Wal-fusuqa. Wal-isyan. Allahumma ja'alna min al-rashidin. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mahdiyin. Ya Allah, protect our progeny, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make any one of them, my Allah, turn renegade, my Allah. Don't make any one of them be, ya Allah, deprived of iman, my Allah. Don't make them lose the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. We need hidayat, my Allah. Show us sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Like little children, my Allah. They require their parents to hold their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. You guide us. Put us on sirat mustaqim. Keep us on sirat mustaqim. Make us live on sirat mustaqim. Make us die on sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your proximity, your closeness, my Allah. The strong bond and attachment with you, my Allah. That will never break, my Allah. Ya Allah, every second make us come closer and closer to you, my Allah. Make us swim in the oceans of your marifat, my Allah. In the oceans of your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love. With your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us all the sins we committed, my Allah. Every single minor sin and major sin, my Allah. Kabair, sahair, amadan, khata'an, ya Allah. Whatever gunas we have committed, my Allah. Wash and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakka. انت ولیها ومولاها یا اللہ امت بہت پریشان ہے یا اللہ پریشانی دور فرما یا اللہ bring the امت on صراط مستقیم again my Allah یا اللہ help us یا اللہ guide us my Allah whoever مسلمان پریشان remove the difficulties my Allah especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine Syria my Allah Iraq and different other war torn countries my Allah معصوم children my Allah they've got no food to eat my Allah they've got no shelter no protection my Allah یا اللہ change the conditions that are prevailing in those countries, my Allah. Protect the entire ummah, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the non-Muslims, ya Allah, when the disbelievers see us, my Allah, they must be attracted to you, my Allah. Attracted to deen and iman, my Allah. They must not run away from Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us do such things, ya Allah, that will chase them away from your deen, my Allah. Make us become true da'is towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, every good work that is taking place, my Allah, accept all the efforts of those doing good work, my Allah. Ya Allah, da'wat al-tabliqi, mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, all those who are striving your path, accept the gush and ta'aleem, and the coming out in your path, my Allah. Make it be easy and maqbool for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh, ya Allah, they're making effort in the khankas, accept the efforts, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, hifz classes, my Allah. Every single day they're taking your name, my Allah. They're saying, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Inki hifazat farma. Grant each one of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Make us be amongst those people who you love, my Allah. And you announce to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, I love that certain person. You too must love him, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people, my Allah. Make Jibreel alayhi salam announce to the people in the sky, Ya Ahl as-Sama, oh angels, Allah loves that person. You too must love that person. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the people in the world love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not let it happen that you despise and hate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't announce to Jibreel that I hate that certain banda. You too must hate him. Then Jibreel begins to hate that person. Ya Allah, then he announced to the people in the sky, Ya Ahl as-Sama, Allah hates a certain person. You too must hate that person. Ey, my Allah, protect us, my Allah. Grant us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our sustenance pour from the heavens, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat, Our aunties, our brothers have here tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person his hajat and need, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Our hardships, our worries, our sorrows, our griefs, depression, my Allah. Whatever any person is suffering, my Allah. Remove all that bala, afat, musibat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal, my Allah. Make us eat halal, make us use our money in the halal avenues, my Allah. Do not make us make israf, my Allah. Protect us from ghibat and lying and cheating, my Allah. Protect us from anger, my Allah. From malice and jealousy, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. There are so many people in hospitals at home, my Allah. So many have undergone operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of them complete shifa. You are a shafi, my Allah. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. Give them sukoon and chain and afiat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Give us baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah. The Hawdi Kothur water from Rasulullah's Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our nasal. Ya Allah, protect our musallis, our mashayikh, my Allah, our mutalliqeen, our students, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our relatives, my Allah, our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, from azab of jahannam. Protect all of us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many youngsters, ya Allah, looking for suitable marriage partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them suitable marriage partners, my Allah. There are so many young sisters waiting, my Allah. Years have gone by, my Allah. They haven't got a suitable proposal, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of filth and zina, my Allah. They want to live a pure and chaste life, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with the right partners, my Allah. And give them a nikah full of bliss and afiat, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Those who are married and got no children, my Allah. They are trying desperately for children, my Allah. It is only in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them pious children, my Allah. Healthy children, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have children, my Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, makbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the coolness of our parents' eyes, my Allah. If they have left this world, grant them the maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from alcohol, my Allah. Protect all of us from zina and riba, my Allah. And all filthy gunas, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.